Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettiner, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society, to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons.
Welcome to Dan's Talks. My guest today is Bonnie Cannon, who is the executive director of the Bridgehampton Child Care and Recreational Center in Bridgehampton. They just had their big gala last night, which was a huge success, including a big salsa band and that had a 10-foot robot with lights and white smoke. It was quite an event. Anyway, it's good to see you. Tell me a little bit about the child care center and how it first began with the migrant camp that was burned.
Well, yes, Dan. Well, first of all, thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here for Dan's talk. And yes, the Bridgehampton Child Care and Recreational Center, known as the Center, has been around for 70 plus years. And it all began with a community coming together out of a tragedy that happened some 70 plus years ago when migrant children were they lost their lives in a fire. And because of the loss of the lives in the fire, the community came together to make a safe haven where children can be safe. And 6 acres of land was donated. And then in the 1954, the Bridgehampton Child Care and Recreational Center was incorporated. We now have our mission where we are a community-based institution who serve all Easton children and families from Islip to Montauk. We educate, we empower, and we promote self-sufficiency.
Where is it exactly? And how many acres are there and what's on the property?
Well, we have, as I stated, we have 6 acres of land there. We're located at 551 Bridgehampton Sag Harbor Turnpike, right down the road from the SOFO and Children's Museum there. And we have 6 acres there. We have 4 buildings. One building is our food pantry. The other building is utilized for our summer program. In the wintertime, we partner with Maureen's Havens for the homeless, and we house the homeless 2 nights a week there. And then our third building, which is the youth building, is utilized for our preschool. And that is something that we're in the process of enhancing and expanding our preschool. And then last but not least, what used to be was a 2-old-story building there is now a pretty much a 6,000 square foot building that we have there, which is a brand new admin building. It's beautiful building that we have there that does several of our programs, from our after school program, summer program. Our admin offices are there. We do all kinds of ESL training. We have computer training. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful facility that has taken on now adequately our programs that we always have had in the 2-story building. And now we have an adequate building to do those types of programs and even more.
Some of the programs that you offer.
We offer our after-school program, which is for ages 5 to 12. We currently have about 80 to 90 kids that are registered in that program. We have a summer program that is going on right now, which is a 7-week program. And we have about 115 kids that are in that program, and that's from 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. We have a teen program. They're called the Dream Teens. And they meet year-round, 2 times a week. They meet with our coordinator, Mr. Jenna Solis, who is their supervisor, and they meet. We have a ESL classes. We have a chess team. We have a Scrabble team. We have aerobics classes there. We have emergency assistance that we do. We have our life coaches that work one-on-one with individuals. Then we have our food pantry that is open on our premises. And then I told you about our program for the homeless that we do there. And then we have other kind of training programs. I mean, just this morning, we had about 11 individuals that were there to get training for their security guard licensing. So we deal with, you know, helping people get into careers. We have a Teach Me How to Fish program that are for individuals 18 to 45 that, you know, once they get out of school, once people get out of school and be in high school, some go to college, but everybody doesn't go to college. So we have industry tracks where individuals can learn how to become an engineer. That's our IT track. We have a health track where individuals can go to school to become a phlebotomist. Then we have a trades track. We have individuals where we partner with Suffolk Community College and they go through the advanced manufacturing to become welders and CNC machinists and electronic assembly. We do entrepreneurship. We have several individuals that have went on to get their real estate license to go into, you know, either investing in real estate or selling real estate. And then we deal with just entrepreneurship, just uplifting and supporting those that have businesses as well. And then, of course, you know, we have the Thinking Forward lecture series that where we bring in certain individuals to, you know, to have talks with the entire community. And we brought in the likes of Sherilyn Ifield, Misty Copeland, Reverend Barbara of the Poor People's Campaign. We brought in Nicole Hannah-Jones, the 1619 Project. Brian Stevenson, we brought him in last year. And this year we brought in Joy Ann Reed to a packed house of individuals that came out to see her. So we do all of these types of events, and we have a Black Film Festival. We just had our first literacy nook that dealt with reading. We're doing a community-wide literacy campaign because right now we get back to the foundations of the importance of reading and getting back to the library and getting everyone, not just children, but everyone loving books again and reading books again. So we do it all. We're a full-service community center. And I didn't even get into the sports. I mean, we got soccer there on our campus, 6-acre campus, other than the four buildings. We have a basketball court. We have a junior tennis court. We even have a baseball field that's in the back there. And we're hoping to expand with some other things that are also going to deal with the indoor gym and pool that we're looking to, you know, put on the premises. So we're full service community center. As you know, Dan, because you were kind of there at the beginning, it definitely has evolved and expanded. I'm sure you can speak to that over the years.
Well, how long have you been the director there now?
I've been a director at the center now about 18 years.
So this has all been on your watch, because I was here like 20 years, 22 years. And yeah. It's just one of the most exciting things I've experienced. I talk about it with people a lot and urge them to get involved in this. It's just amazing the things that you've accomplished and the money raised at this. Some of the fundraisers are a lot of fun. You do golfing. What was that all about?
When I came to the center back with Winnie Hatch, there was always a golf outing, and you know, Winnie passed away, and Cordia, her sister, kind of took up the mantle and continued to have our annual golf outings that happen. And at one point in time, I believe that we were having the golf outings at the Atlantic, and we've expanded now. So we still have it at the Atlantic. We've had them at the Savonic. We've had them at Maidstone. We've had them at the Bridge. We've expanded now. So we've had them pretty much at several of the golf courses. We're having another one that's coming up on September the 18th at the Bridge. We just had one at the Maidstone a few months ago. And then we have one that we're going to be advertising for on September the 8th for folks to sign up to play at the Bridge. So yeah, we do the golf outings as well.
What gave you the idea that you could, when you first came on board of the Child Care Center, were you hired directly as the director? I think you were. I think you had been on the...
on the board, yeah.
Southampton Village?
Yes. I was elected the first elected African-American to be elected to the Village of Southampton's board since its incorporation back in the 1800s. That was a feat there, and I served 6 years, three terms, on the Village board. I learned a lot, and it was a great experience there. And one of the things that happened was somebody tapped me on the shoulders, and I actually think it was Paul Jeffers Jr.'s daughter, who came to me and said, "Oh, we need some people on the board. Would you be on the board?" And at the time, I said I wasn't doing anything. And I said, "Sure, I'll come and be on the board." And then it came a time where there was a need for an executive director. And you guys said, "Well, would you be interested in being an executive director?" And that was something, to be honest with you, that I really didn't have any experience dealing with children and education, but I did have a corporate background because I worked in corporate as a regional manager for Bell Atlantic, Verizon, for about 17 years. And I said to them, I said, "Well, I'll give it a try and see how I do, but just recognize that I don't have any education children background other than raising my own son at the time." They said, "Well, we want you to do it." And I can tell you that it's been a lovely 18 years from there. It has not only impacted, the lives of others, but it's impacted my life because it is to see making a change in children's lives and families' lives is very, the most impactful and valued thing that I've ever done. I thank you all for that opportunity. So it's been great. It's been a great 18 years.
I think it's probably worth noting, going back to the beginnings of the Child Care Center, what the tragedy was all about. And I was here about 5 or 6 years after it occurred. The farmers out here were all planting potatoes, and they had the harvest come in September and didn't have the hands to pick everything. So they would bus African-American people up from the South who were familiar with farming, and they'd be here for several months doing the picking and all that, and they didn't have any place for them to stay. So they built these jerry-rig cabins that were used on all the farms. There were no laws at the time about what you needed to put in the cottage. When one of them caught fire, and that's where these children were, were there because alone because the mothers had been called in to make a final effort to get the potatoes out of the ground before they went bad. So they were alone. There was no electricity. They had lanterns. There was no plumbing. There was no running water. And there was a place caught fire, and it was a terrible thing. And then at that point, after that fire happened, this was in 1949, I believe, they had a meeting amongst all the farmers, largely, the farmers are more largely owned, still are some of them, by the Polish farmers. And they said, let's buy a property and make it a place where the kids can stay and have be safe and have all of the their necessities available to them, such as food and love. And so they bought this little dirt farm on Sag Harbor Turnpike, and that's how it began. Was I don't know what they paid for it, although I've seen the deed, but it was made into a nonprofit and a corporate ownership. And I think it was a wonderful thing they did, given what had happened.
Right.
I guess when I came along, and then when you joined it and made it what it is today, it was just an amazing story. Originally, I think, and people remember it as being this little broken down farmhouse and a barn and an outbuilding on some chickens running around. Now it's one of the major institutions in the Hamptons, and I think it's just been an astonishing thing. Oh, was going to ask you about some things that are go on there now, which are the property and the buildings are often now used as available for weddings and other. We rent it out and sometimes give it away for free. And it's what are some of the events that have been held there that were not part of the childcare center, but nevertheless we leased the space?
Well, one of the things that happens there weekly, which, one of the things that I look at is, what makes sense, because we have a lot of people that, approach us. So it's not just the, that we rent to any and everybody, but, it has to kind of make sense and it has to work with, kind of what we're about. And one of the things that I love that happens weekly is that we have a group called Les Tip. And Les Tip is an organization of small businesses, local small businesses that come together every week. And they pretty much talk about supporting each other, supporting the businesses. And they meet there weekly. And one of the things that I like is that, they even have offered to the center to be a part of Les Tip. And so we are part of the meetings there, where we learn about the different businesses, local businesses. And then, we have our Teach Me How to Fish program, which, is really great because so a lot of times they need workers, but also, a lot of times they do some of the work for us at the center. And then they donate to the center and they find out about what we're about. So it's a group about 34 businesses that come and meet weekly at the center, and it's all types of businesses, industries from real estate to HVAC owners to electricians to caterers to massage therapists to chiropractors. I mean, all of these businesses are there meeting weekly. They're learning about the center as well as we're learning about them. So I love the Les Tip meetings that we do there on a weekly basis. We've actually had an autism group that came in and did an awareness on autism, on autistic children, and they did a seminar on that. We've had United Way to come in where they've had like a heat program where they were signing individuals up that needed help with their electric bills and things of that sort. We've had teachers that come expert educational teachers where we've had an educational workshop where teachers from around the district have came in for a workshop that has happened. One of the things that's going to happen is that's coming up soon. Evidence Dance Company is going to come in and be doing a dance workshop and a classical voice lesson workshop that's going to be happening in August. I think it's August the 23rd. We have the children's, the Black Book Festival, the Black Book Festival, Authors Festival is going to be doing a children's book festival. They're going to be coming to us, and we partner with different health bands that have come in. Stony Brook, Southampton, they come in and they'll do free mammogram checks. We've had the Planned Parenthood Mobile that's actually coming next Wednesday, and then we have Colgate that is coming in on next Tuesday from New Jersey, and they're going to be doing 100 to 150 free dental screenings for all the community children from ages 5 to 12. They'll be there from 9 to 1 p.m. and it's free. You don't need any insurance. And so, like I said, we've partnered with several individuals and several organizations to have, you know, different types of events at the center. And I can go on and on. Sometimes we've had families that come that want to, you know, have a little birthday party for the children and things of that sort. But it's been great just to see, you know, that people are taking advantage of what I call the little gem that's been around forever and the diamond in the rough that's there. And we're there and they're learning more about the center and being more aware of the center. And I can't wait till we get this indoor gym and pool that's going to be there for the entire community to take advantage of as well. So it's just great. Everything is just it's wonderful.
How could somebody send in a donation, which is tax deductible, to the child care center?
Basically, just go to our website, which is bhccrc.org. That's B like in boy, H like in Henry, CCAT, rrabbitccat.org, bhccrc.org, which stands for Bridgehampton Child Care Rec Center. So bhccrc.org, and go to our website. And right there on our website, there is a big donate button that you can click on, and feel free to donate to us.
Thank you for being on the podcast. I hope people are as excited about it as I am and you, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Dan. It's been a pleasure. And I can't end to say that, you know, you're very modest, but you are a big reason why we are still doing the things that we're doing today. If not for you, we would not be where we are today. So I thank you once again.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.